Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Tuesday. It is B. Mitch and Finley. Toby Altizer sitting in for JP this week as he enjoys a vacation. Plenty to talk about today. We got a fun show planned for you coming up at 11 o'clock. Barstool Nate going to join the program. Sam Blum of The Athletic going to join us at noon and talk a little more baseball. 1 o'clock, Santana Moss, the Cowboy Killer, going to join us
Santana.
Coming up at 1 o'clock. B-Mitch, we're going to get into this a little bit later, take some of your calls on the Commanders Madrid tickets.
Yeah.
The pre-sale, or whatever it was, open up this morning.
At what time?
I think it was 5 a.m.
And they were sold out by what?
Well, they're not sold out. People were jumping in line. I jumped in line when I woke up this morning about, 7:30, and there's currently 1,349 people ahead of me, according to this.
Wait. Hold on. 500,000?
Yeah. I saw
500,000 people can't fit in the stadium.
Well, I don't understand how it works because people are still getting tickets. Ted tweeting about this.
Is it multiple people trying to get in multiple times?
I have no idea. Tailgate Ted tweeted at 6:02 a.m. and he was still behind 399,000. According to this.
I have to believe that this is multiple people who just consistently sign up to try to make their chances better. It can't be actually 300,000 people.
No, I don't know exactly how it works, but
you got a bunch of the damn ticket brokers trying to hurry and buy these tickets and then just shoot them through the roof.
I'm in the queue, and now I'm down to 497,000 people in front of
you
me.
You were at 500 and what?
Something, 522, I think when I first hopped in, it was like 650.
Well,
so
I mean, you're moving now, dog. You're getting close.
By the end of the show, I should make it. I saw that Jeff had seen a tweet from somebody saying, I hope I'm out of the queue by the time the game kicks off in Madrid.
You know, but a lot of, there are people who are trying to do this, and when it gets to them, they won't be able to buy the tickets. They just want to be in there. And this, man, anytime you put anything out there like that in the world of internet, you're going to find people that don't have a clue or don't have any interest. They just want to make it hard for the people that really give a damn.
I ran into somebody at Nats Park, our guy Omar. I think he ran into you at the event the other day. He said he got tickets already to go over there and watch the game in Madrid. It's going to be a good one. I'm excited to over there. It's going to be a lot of fun. I know Jeff has got tickets already, so it's going to be a lot of fun being over in Madrid.
I'm about to do a few more appearances, save up some bail money for Jeff. Jeff, go get out to Spain.
Is he going to try to ride in your suitcase or something?
I'm just trying to tell you, Jeff. Boy, let me tell you. God bless a lot of Spanish people. Females, to be exact, Jeff. I'm saying, I'm going to have to bring my extra. I'm going to bring an extra stash with me, Jeff, just in case something happened and you call me and say, B, I need to get bailed out. I'm serious, dog, but I have never been to Madrid, but I was in Barcelona when they did NFL Europe, and they practiced right like above. You look over the fence; it was below. It was like a new beach.
I'm gonna be all right.
I might have seen practice 5 minutes. I depended totally on the interviews. I didn't watch their practice. I was looking. I was like, "Damn, look at this! This is a great beach." The guy said, what's on the beach? I said, boy, the beach is outstanding. I never saw the beach, I don't think either. There's some blessed people there, bro. You know, like when you try to show the figures perfectly like that.
Yeah, I'm gonna be behaving in Barcelona.
36. Only she 5'3".
It's like we having fun, living La Vida Loca, baby.
Yeah, you gonna drink red wine.
I'm gonna drink everything. We outside.
It sounds like it's going to be a blast being over in Madrid. So we'll catch up and get everyone's experiences with that in a little bit. We'll take your calls on that coming up in the 12 o'clock hour. did want to touch on the Nats before we get into some more football talk.
Oh, let's go back. Let's go back. I don't understand Lanford with that. Let's go back, though. 500,000 people since 5. They went on set at 5:30 this morning?
5 o'clock, I believe.
So you got on at what time? 6?
7-ish, 7:30.
And 500,000 people what?
Well, here's the funny part about this. I don't exactly understand how this works. So now, according to this, there's 471,000 ahead of me.
That's 20,000 in the last 2 minutes.
Well, my estimated wait time is 53 minutes. So you know by 11 a.m. I should be buying
tickets.
Like
I just stated, it's multiple people who are just doing it just to do that. And I'll be honest with you. A lot of these people don't have any interest in buying tickets. They just want to be asses. I'm being real, dog.
No, it's true. It's true.
They have no interest. They just want to make it difficult for the people that truly have great interest and really want to get those tickets. And a lot of them probably not even fans of the team, probably other fans who just want to make it difficult for people.
I lied to you not, B. When I was lucky enough to get my tickets with a season ticket holder, right? I paid $370 for mine, right?
Huh?
A seat, 3 seats down was $1,200.
And like that little, with that commercial about, I got my tickets, and so on, so for this, I got mine just now for this price. Jeff just broke it out.
Yeah.
Now,
nah, that's,
you get paid for that,
it's
dog.
Just, like, they running it up here.
What it is, bro, it you have privileges when you are a member.
100%.
Yeah, being, like, yeah, I was just talking about that about...
members only.
I was talking about that this morning coming through the toll booths and stuff. When you are when you have the Easy Pass or you have Easy Pass Flex...
Skip right through.
It makes a world of difference compared to not having it at all, because when you get to the streets or the roads that you cannot do anything but Easy Pass, mm-hmm. and you got to get to work... So you just run through all the paths. What ordinary will cost you about $20 to get to work, at the end of it, it's going to cost you about $120 because you will get that $25 surcharge on it.
Yeah.
Sure will.
100%.
Sure will. Because I know people go, look, I got to get to work. I'm getting through this because, like, I guess the $125 payment is way less than losing your job.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Absolutely.
So when you are a member, you get privileges, dog.
Tailgate Ted gave us a little bit of an update. He said the pre-sale lobby opened up at 5 a.m. The sale started at 6. At 5:50, everybody was placed in queue randomly, regardless of when you joined the lobby. So said there's still seats. So we'll see if I'm able to get tickets. I'll keep you updated. According to this, in 48 minutes, so around 11 o'clock, I could potentially be buying some tickets. We'll
so
see how that goes.
Do you have to talk to somebody or you have to get off?
I think I just...
I could talk while you're going over there to get your stuff.
I don't think I have to talk to anybody. I think I just do it all on the internet here. We'll see.
Well, that's talking.
Well, I'm not necessarily talking to people. I'm not going to give away my credit card information.
Texting is talking.
I wonder if they, like, gave priority to people with IP addresses in Madrid.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
For the tickets.
Well, I'm sure there's a...
No.
Wouldn't you think there's a separate sale for them?
Are those tickets overall for the public, or those are tickets that they actually gave the Commanders to sell?
Overall for the public.
I believe,
you have a lot of tickets that are going to be provided for Miami and also here. And then they have tickets that'll be sold right there, that are for the people there.
I think these are for both teams, because I think this was signed up through the NFL versus just the Commanders. I'm not sure. So we'll see. I'll keep you updated as the show goes on. Again, coming up at 12 o'clock, we'll get some of your guys' stories if you want to call in around 12:30.
Hey, Ryan, make sure that credential working. That's what I'm caring about.
Yeah, make sure your passports
make sure
are good, too.
Credential working, son.
Credentials,
passports.
In uniform again.
Hey, I got one game left in me, dog. I got one game left.
Let's go break the record. Saying, hey, y'all, I'm B. Mitch agent. Jeff Walker, hit me. Sorry, no.
Yeah, what percent? Yeah, what percentage are you charging?
One.
Hey, be my dog. I got him for the free.
And he lying.
There's no chance he's doing it for free.
He look at
and then
we
gonna put some small writing.
It'll
in
be
it.
Like over a mil, and 1%, Jeff. You gonna take that?
See, your cosign gonna be even better because the other players they're gonna be like, man, you worked that well for B. Sign me next to you, and I'm gonna take off. So, B, hey, look, y'all, we coming back. Brian Mitchell, what you need? One more yard?
Can you really imagine that?
You need one more yard? We coming to we gonna get 20. What? Don't you got like 499 or something?
No, that's already a record.
Yeah, but we going to break that record. We going
to
come back and break
a
record.
Don't need to worry about that. Nah. That's punt return. I'm looking up in the sky. I don't know.
Yeah, bro, you still got it.
You know, like when you're young, you jump out of a swing, you jump out of a tree, and you get a little older, you go, I don't know, I might break something. That's the way I think about returning punts now. I might break some.
Yeah, I wouldn't step back there. There's no chance I could ever be caught punt returning. I don't know how you ever did it. Want to talk a little Nationals to start here, and then we're going to get right back into the Commanders.
Yeah, because I had people call me saying, dawg, I never heard you talk that much about baseball in my life. I said, hell, me neither.
Cam Newton had some crazy comments. We're going to play that coming up at 10:30. I know B. Mitch is going to be fired up. He's going to be fired up about that. But they officially named their interim manager just basically right as our show ended yesterday. And it's going to be Miguel Cairo, who was the bench coach. I don't know that you're going to see a whole lot of change in terms of their philosophy when they have him in there. But the Washington Post had an article from Spencer Nussbaum and I believe Andrew Golden and all the Post reporters there kind of talking about what they were doing to kind of switch things up and DeBartolo taking over. Yesterday he had a Zoom call with all the people in the front office and basically like kind of laid out exactly what he's going to do. So he's more of a numbers guy, B. Mitch. He's more into the analytics, but I don't know how much you can change in season with all those things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that you can suddenly change every single philosophy with your team. And for some Nationals fans, they act as if they're somehow managing a team from the 1970s while everyone else up in 2025. Like they already subscribe to a lot of the stuff,
yeah.
So I don't know that you'll see a big difference right away, but I do think you could see a little bit of a difference in terms of analytics and those sorts of things.
You'll see that with analytics, but they have to get a whole department. You know, like you look at some team like the New England Patriots in the NFL, they've been doing analytics. They had a whole crew, 20, mm-hmm. 30 people that was doing that. Some teams had one guy. And I think for the Nats to go into that mindset, they're going to have to get enough people in the right spot. And they may have to get a guy that's going to run that for them. Because let's be real, Miguel Cairo was the bench coach. If he's going to be doing it, he can't run your analytics department. He needs to have some people doing this, and they give him the numbers at the end to go off of. You know, so this is something where it costs money. It costs money. You know, they're going to have to invest in this. So no matter what we talk about, who we talk about, it all is going to go back to the learners. Are they going to invest more than they were before? If they're not, you're going to see the same old, same old.
The thing that I'm most interested in now that you have these changes, B. Mitch, is I think DeBartolo is trying to earn the full-time general manager job.
Uh-huh.
And so I don't know that you can make anything crazy in terms of the moves that he's going to make, but he does have the trade deadline coming up, and he does have the MLB draft coming up. So he's got a real opportunity to put his stamp on the organization with those moves. And, you know, if the organization likes it and maybe they don't want to go out and get a big-time guy, they can save a little bit of money, maybe they keep DeBartolo. So I think he can leave his imprint there. The thing that I'm most curious about is I don't think Cairo is necessarily auditioning for the full-time manager role. Maybe I'm wrong there. But if that's the case, then what kind of vibe are we going to get from this team for the rest of the way? Because like Barry said, if the team was already comfortable, do you feel like you can't check out, but are they going to be more serious? Are they going to take things a little bit more serious and dive in and try to fix things? Or is it just going to be even more willy-nilly, which would be concerning if you get to that point? And so that's something I'm really interested in.
I think they have to change. They have to be held more accountable. Also, let's be real. The players have to understand. You can change this thing with your mindset.
Absolutely.
Listen, I remember John Thompson used to always say, listen, if my players ignored what I was saying, but they all came together, I'll take that. Because when you get one common accord, when you get people going with one common accord, all of a sudden you're going to see success. If everybody is doing the same thing and believing the same thing, you're going to win. So maybe the players have to stop looking for guidance because, hell, you're not – I understand they're younger, but they're all professional baseball players.
Yeah.
They didn't get here by chance, especially – that's one sport where you don't get there by chance. You get there because you're damn good. They got to come together and say, we have to do this and start holding each other accountable and move forward. A lot of managers, a lot of coaches – in the history of sports, have gone out and rode off of what players get done. And the ones that are smart just sit back and let it go because they get credit for it. Yep. The ones that are stupid get mad at the players and start trying to, like, change it up, break up the fact that these guys are stuck together. And then they end up being the ones that get left out because if the players are going to do great things and you're winning, you got to keep that going.
Yeah, something that's interesting is Davey has referred to Cairo as kind of his enforcer.
Uh-huh.
And I'm curious if you see that change. We talked about a couple of instances yesterday of some things that I thought were unacceptable, and then Davey didn't pull a guy, Davey didn't bench a guy, or whatever it may be.
Uh-huh.
I'm curious to see if some of those things change where, you know, you have a bad base running error. Do you now get pulled from the game and you got to sit the rest of the time?
But,
matter of fact, there was a guy.
But how can you say he was your enforcer when people were doing things, they still weren't playing?
Correct.
So what was Cairo getting on him, and then he came behind him and smoothed it over? Then if we see something like that, then I guess at that point, I would say, well, he should have been fired.
Yeah.
Now, if he say, this is my enforcer, and you didn't let him enforce, then hell, you were in a problem.
Yeah, I'm curious to see exactly how it changes. I want to read this quote if I can find it, because I thought it was funny. We're talking about how Davey doesn't necessarily make – some of these changes, and we're going to get back into the Commanders here in just a second. But there was a quote from, let me see if I can find it. Here it is. Adam McAlvey of MLB.com in Milwaukee. So their shortstop, Joey Ortiz, who they were acquired in the Corbin Burns trade,
mm-hmm.
he was sitting, and Pat Murphy, the manager, was asked, is he injured? Because he's been hitting the ball pretty well in the month of June and was even good in July. And they said, is he dealing with something? And this is his quote. Yeah, the manager's pissed. I want him to give this best approach to the plate every day. We've given him a lot. We're playing him every day, and he just can't have lapses at the plate like that. That's sending a message right there.
Mm-hmm.
And understanding if you guys can take that, I get that has to play into it, but there's still a place in the game for this sort of managing.
Hey, it's a place in every sport for that type of managing, because the thing of it is, all players, as I stated yesterday, look for guidance, okay? First thing you got to make the players understand is that you give a damn about them. You want the best for them. Once you do that and they buy it, then you can be hard, you can coach hard.
Yeah.
If a player thinks you don't like him, but and he thinks that you don't care about his future, he's never going to listen to you. So it's just finding that way to show them that you give a damn. And maybe, just maybe, you should have a personal conversation with every player. Because someone could come in here right now. We've all been working together for a long time, but he can't treat all five of us exactly the same. You know, he may be able to come in, raise his voice at you, and you may respond to that. He raised his voice at me, I might fight him. You know, the next person may cower,
yeah,
or may go into a tank because of that. If you don't talk personally to every one of your players to find out what makes them tick, then that's your fault.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every coach, manager, whatever, should do that. Because that personal conversation, and bring up family, if they're married, kids, whatever, bring those things up. Because when guys talk about those things that they truly give a damn about, they let you into a lot of stuff. But you got to find out what makes them tick. And if a guy is so impressed with trying to please his mom, his dad, whatever, you have to utilize that to help you get the best out of him when you want it. You know? So a lot of coaches, I've always said that coaching is basically psychiatry and psychology.
Mm-hmm.
You got to find out how to manipulate a person's mindset to get them to do the best thing that they can do. And if you can't do that, then you're a damn fool. You shouldn't be in the position you're at. Point blank.
Coming up next, Cam Newton had some things to say about Jaden Daniels. We'll give you our reaction to those comments next. You're on B. Mitch and Finley on The Fan.
hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.